I'm on Annie Lee. I swear I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear or do. Raining for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells raining for me and you, Annie Lee. Now you said you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear or do. You know I love you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee.
Hello, everyone. I'm Microwave Dave, talking the blues on WLRH. A great pleasure having you tune in. I hope things are going well where you are at the moment. I have some new releases for you in the blues coming right up after we give Earl Hooker his break. Earl, thank you. See you at the bottom of the program. Talking the Blues is a production of WLRH Public Radio in Huntsville, Alabama. Tonight we have two recent releases, fairly recent anyway, and then one release that is actually not quite out yet. We're actually jumping the gun on one that doesn't happen very often, and that's what we're going to start out with. The amazing British musician who has now been leading bands and recording for, what, 50 years, John Mayall. If you were tuned in not too many weeks ago, we featured Volume 2 of John Mayall's Live in 1967, recordings made by a bootlegged-in one-track tape recorder that a guy from down in the Netherlands brought up to London to record John Mayall's Bluesbreakers, and they were featuring the members of what was to later become Fleetwood Mac. Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, and the amazing Peter Green on guitar. One of a great string of guitarists that Mayall has had in his band, including Eric Clapton and Mick Taylor and others since then. That was a great record and fun to hear it back. Well, here we are, brand new, coming out in 2017, a new album called Talk About That, recorded on his own label, and some really good stuff. And he went and got several people that he plays with on a regular basis on the road, and puts them together along with some guest artists. And the thing that's amazing is this, is not so much that he can still play. He's always been a solid musician, and if not a big flashy chops guy, he's always had a good intensity and a great feel about what he played and what he sang. But what I think is, here he's in his low 80s in terms of age, and yet his voice is still clear and solid, and doesn't have any of the kind of crumbling you hear sometimes in older vocalists that have been great vocalists for a long time. He can still just sing with the best of them. We're going to play four tracks from Talk About That, starting off with the one from J. Lee Williams called Don't Deny Me. Now, this is played as a classic Chicago shuffle, and you'll hear John Mayall doing the piano in this. He's playing all the piano work on this particular track. Then one called The Devil Must Be Laughing. This is a John Mayall original, a new one. And this one has a minor key, sort of a Memphis groove to it. And they bring in Joe Walsh to do the lead guitar work. Joe Walsh, of course, famous for his own work and also for playing with the Eagles. Fine blues, rock, and especially as a rock player. He's been around there for a long time and does all the lead guitar work on The Devil Must Be Laughing. Going Away Baby is actually an old Jimmy Rogers tune. It's a kind of Delta blues slash Chicago blues from the early 1950s when Jimmy Rogers was coming just out of Muddy Waters' band as a guitarist and went on. And in this one, we get to hear John Mayall playing harmonica shows that he still has it. It's just got a great Chicago groove to it, and his harmonica playing, again, very solid for a man in his 80s. And then we have one called Talk About That. That is the title cut. This is a West Coast style of funk, and he's recording out at the House of Blues in Encino, California, so not too unusual that he would get that flavor for this record. Talk About That is on his label, which is called 40 Below Records, and John Mayo will do Don't Deny Me, The Devil Must Be Laughing, Going Away Baby, and the title cut, Talk About That.
You on my mind. I'm just trying to tell you, this is the place and the time. Say what you wanna say, do anything you wanna do, but don't deny me of my love for you. Can't you see I love you, and I've loved you from the start. Thank you.
Then I woke up and read the papers, and the devil sang his song. So many dying, for they've no middle ground. Those fanatics are killing innocents all around. There's just too many to count the bodies, and so many can be found. It's a deadlock, and the victims multiply. Could make our mothers cry.
Now you keep me worried and bothered all the time. Now I ain't ever loved but four women's in my life. Now I ain't ever loved but four women in my life. My sweetheart and my wife. If you don't want me, baby, please don't dog me around. If you don't want me, baby, please don't dog me around. Just like you found me, you can't turn me down.
No matter what what you have to say. Throw me a curve and I'll get my damn back. I'll be coming around again. Let's talk about that. Yeah, talk about that.
Fine organ playing and some great vocals there, considering he's, like, say, in his early 80s. That is John Mayall, the great British musician who has been the hallmark and founder of the Blues Breakers, has featured so many great people over the decades. His newest album is called Talk About That, and the last song we heard there is the title cut. And, like I said, really nice playing and singing. And you hear him singing, he's just very convicted, very straight ahead, and he's singing pretty much the same kind of sexual innuendo message that he has since he was in his 20s, at least as far as his recordings go. Before that, we have Going Away, Baby, which is a Jimmy Rogers song that from back in the Muddy Waters era, Chess Records in the 1950s. Nice harmonica work there from him. The Devil Must Be Laughing, which featured the guitar playing of Joe Walsh. Then we started off with Don't Deny Me, and that was that big shuffle, the night horn section going as well, to make a really great classic Chicago-style groove. John Mayall, Talk About That, is on 40 Below Records, and it comes out officially on January the 27th, so we are actually ahead of schedule. This is Talking the Blues. I'm Microwave Dave, and reminding you this program and all of our local programming is available to you by podcast by simply visiting the WLRH.org website. Click on programs, and you'll find all of them listed down there and a long list of locally produced shows for you to choose from. Our next artist is not really a blues artist per se, but she has a fine record here. Her name is Madeleine Perroux. And Madeleine is French and American. I think she's American by birth, actually, but her name is definitely French. And she's listed almost more as a jazz artist than anything else, but she's close to being a pure acoustic music artist, with the exception we have an electric guitarist in the band. And the band is small. It is her, and she plays a little bit of acoustic guitar and a version of a guitar ukulele mix, which is a new one on me, actually. And she's backed by an electric guitarist and an acoustic bassist, a string bassist as well. Her new album is called Secular Hymns, and this actually came out in 2016, and it's one of the ones that I missed and did not get to, having too many come through. I just can't seem to get to all of them quickly enough. In this album, they have gone to a small, old church in England, and they have recorded because of the sound in the room. Stone, a wood ceiling, and wood floors, and the way this thing sounded when they did a concert there made them decide to come back and do a recording, which they did. At first, they did a concert for the local village, which is called Great Milton. I noticed in the liner notes they listed it as Little Milton, which is, has a nice blues connection to it. But Great Milton is the name of the actual village. And they came back and then for the next 2 days recorded this album. It's a very subtle album, and there's no drumming, so what we missed primarily is, like in the last song, the loud backbeat that accompanies most blues and R&B-type music is not present here. It makes it much more subtle, and yet the movement and groove is nice, and the interplay between these three people is very, very tasty. The first song is Hello Baby, and this is an old Lil Green song. I don't know how far back it goes, but I think Candace Joe McCoy, who had been the Memphis Minnie's boyfriend, is listed as a co-writer, so this must be probably in the early 1940s originally. And it's got that sound to it, even though it's got a rather modern-style accompaniment. Everything I Do, Going to Be Funky from Now On, that's a classic Alan Toussaint New Orleans song. And I don't know who recorded it first, but Alan came out with it sometime back, and it's been done by several different people. And this has got a really, really nice groove between the three of them. They've got a New Orleans spirit without all the slamming and banging and all the percussion. Normally it comes out in New Orleans songs. If the Sea Was Whiskey is a version of the old song from the heavens. I think who the first guy was who ever actually did, but I think it goes back to the 1930s. And this time it's written by Willie Dixon and Lyra Caston. And this has got a nice stroll, and the slide guitar here is very much electric, while she plays her acoustic guitar in backup. Then Tango Tell Their Sore. When you hear this right here, I heard so many songs done like this by Tom Waits, and yes, it's a Tom Waits song. She does a great job. No attempt to have the vocal grit that Tom would put in, but it's got that kind of spooky sort of Latin flavor that he is so good at. His accomplishment in playing these kind of songs is excellent. Madeline Beru is the artist, Secular Hymns, and it's on Impulse, a really fine and distinguished jazz label. We will hear Hello Babe, Everything I Do Gonna Be Funky from Now On, If the Sea Was Whiskey, and Tango Till They're Sore.
To call you up. Hello, baby, I'm feeling up. You know I have something to tell you. Honey, I still want you to know. I'm sorry, ain't going to let you worry my life no more. Well, hello, babe, I got to say goodbye. You know, I'm so sorry that I'm about to cry. Oh, I want you to know, honey, I still love you so. But I'm sorry, ain't going to let you worry my life no more. You know, hey, babe, I tried to call you up, and the people in the pit, they said you wasn't up. I had something to tell you, honey, I still want you to know. I'm sorry, I ain't going to let you worry my life no more. What you say? Hang up. Hello, babe. Well, I've got to
Everything I do gonna be a funky from now on, yeah.
start to roar, the boys all go to hell, and then the Cubans hit the floor. They climb along the pipeline, they tango till they're sore. They take apart their nightmares and they leave them by the door. Or let me fall out of the window with confetti in my hair. Deal out jacks or better on a blanket by the stair. I'll tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. So send me off to bed forevermore. Make sure they play my theme song. I guess daisies will have to do. Just get me to New Orleans and paint shadows on the pews. Cut the skin on that pig, kick the drum and let me down. Put my clarinet beneath your bed till I get back in town. Let me fall out of the window with confetti in my hair. A deal out jacks or better on a blanket by the stairs. I'll tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. So send me off to bed forevermore. Calico, or the color of a doll. So wave your flag on Cadillac Day. Hang a skillet on the wall. Cut me a switch. Oh, hold your breath till the sun goes down. Write my name on a hood. Send me off to another town. Let me fall out of the window with confetti in my hair. A deal out jack, so better on a blanket by the stair. Tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. So send me off to bed forevermore. Send me off to bed forevermore.
You'll have to go a long way to find some blues with that kind of subtlety in it anywhere. That's very, very nice. Madeline Peru, jazz artist primarily, but a great album called Secular Hymns, recorded live in a church in England, a very, very old church. The last one there, Tom Waits, Tango Till They're Sore. Now, how about that arco work by the bass player? Arco being, of course, played with a bow instead of with the fingers. Very melodic at times and great soaring drive at the same time from the bottom. All the stuff played with no percussion and no backbeats. You notice everything comes from the stringed instruments. Before that, we had If the Sea Was Whiskey. And again, it's a very old theme in the blues going back a long, long way, but done there by the Willie Dixon, one of the songwriters for that. Baby Do Castin' as well. Before that, Everything I Do, Gonna Be Funky from that one. Great groove on that. Nice tremolo, swampy guitar involved, backing up Madeline on her vocal. And we started off with the old Lil Green classic called Hello Babe. And this is a great groove as well. The way they do all this stuff, it just makes it sound so easy. And the interplay between them has got to be as relaxed as a group can be and be still working in a recording session. The album is called Secular Hymns, Madeline Peru, on Impulse Records. This is Talking the Blues, and I'm Mike Wave. Dave, happy to have your company. We're going out to the final item for the show, and this will be a record from Texas guitarist Mike Zito. Mike is from in the Houston area, I believe. He's a South Texas guitarist, and he's been rocking the blues for a long time. He's very good at it, and he, while he can do things along the Stevie Ray Vaughan line, he doesn't go straight in that direction. He's able to rock it in quite a few different ways and always seems to have a good spirit about what he's doing as well. I appreciate that about the guy. His new album is called Make Blues, Not War, and it's on Roof Records out of Germany. So he has signed up for his third album here, I think, with Roof. And he's gone to Nashville for this to get with drummer and producer Tom Hambridge, who has won several Grammy Awards for his productions of the last couple of Buddy Guy records, among many others. And he's almost got an assembly line coming through there now of things that start with his association with people like Delbert McClinton. And part of his success is the inclusion of the great keyboard player Kevin McKendry, an outstanding real piano player who can play all the other keyboards as well. And he's involved in this album. From Make Love Not War, if I don't talk much, we'll get in one called One More Train. This one really makes you think of the Delbert McClinton style of blues and rhythm and blues that is very popular now and much emulated after Delbert originated it. Crazy Legs is next. This is a wild boogie. It's almost up there in the Alvin Lee territory from Woodstock where he was doing I'm Going Home. Not quite that fast, but a good rowdy one nonetheless. Next is one called Chip Off the Block, and this is a straight shuffle that involves Mike Zito's son, Zach Zito. Zach is either a late teenager or early 20s, I can't tell which, but he sings about him, and it's a lot of fun. Makes me think of our friends from the Muscle Shoals over there, Max Russell and Kirk Russell, who came around back in the 90s when Kirk was so young and Max brought him out, and both of them played together, and it was great fun. Makes me think of those two guys a lot. And then last of all, if we have time, we'll get into some of Redbird, which is a really atmospheric ballad. It opens up with the real kind of an 80s sound, a very textured guitar being played and floated through back there before it breaks off into a good British riff-style blues. I hope we'll get that one in, but it's pretty long. The album, once again, is called Make Blues Not War. The artist is Mike Zito on Roof Records. We will hear One More Train, Crazy Legs, Chip Off the Block, and hopefully a little bit of Redbird.
Turn! tad risker. Make an old man cry, make a young man hurt. Where you wrong, I can't help but stare. Crazy lips got quite a pair. Shivers down my spine, those crazy legs of yours that look so fine. Look so fine. Crazy legs, showing lots of skin. Knocking at your door, won't you let me in? Where you stay in high heel shoes? Those crazy legs, they'll make me crazy too. Shivers down my spine, those crazy legs of yours that look so fine. Look so fine. When I saw you coming, crazy thoughts went walking through my mind. Everything I own, crazy legs, if only you'd be mine. Oh girl, if you only be mine. Yeah, now watch it walk, watch it walk.
Bust from the beat. rock, banging on guitars before we learn to walk. He's the chip off the block. Buzz from the bee. An apple don't fall far from the tree. Hey!
Sadly, there's not enough time to get to that last track, which is really a good one. One called Redbird. But we did hear the chip off the old block, and that is Mike Zito with his son, Zach Zito, doing some of the guitar playing really well, too. How about that spirited piano playing throughout this album? Kevin McKendry just got the sound and the feeling of all those guys from the 50s, like Johnny Johnson, even Lafayette Leak, who did some of the Chess Records work as well. Great stuff. Before that, Crazy Legs, that really fast, fat, up-tempo boogie. The bikers would love that one, I guarantee you. And we started off with One More Train. And again, that has Delbert McClinton's name written all over. It made me one that was written for Delbert, for all we know. And wound up on Mike Zito's album. The album called Make Blues, Not War. It's on Roof Records. Tonight we have featured Mike Zito, Madeline Peru, and John Mayall. It is a great pleasure and privilege to share my favorite music with you. I thank you for your company, your attention, and your time during the past hour. And I'll be looking forward to next week when I get a chance to do it all again. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues. You know what to do with them, right? Right.
I swear I can't leave you alone, and it is. Well, now you said you're gonna be mine. Let's hang around and see. I know you don't love me, baby. That's all right.